Chapter 1. First Journey to Ireland. Derry, Londonderry, Northern Ireland, August 1987. One policeman studied the passport, while two of the others aimed their assault rifles straight at the American standing no more than 6 feet away, facing them. His passport was the special type issued to members of Congress, but in this moment, there didn't seem to be anything special about it. The congressman, Bruce Morrison of Connecticut, made matters worse when he pulled out his notepad and started writing down the identification number of the cop holding his passport. But Morrison couldn't help himself. He'd been a legal aid lawyer, and collecting identification information was instinctive. The cop grabbed the pad and shouted, "What are you doing?" "I'm taking down your number." "That's an offense, collecting information about the security forces." "I thought that's what the numbers are for." For Jerry O'Hara, Morrison's host in Derry, being held at gunpoint wasn't a new experience. He watched the exchange, guns on him too, with a mixture of amusement and alarm that he knew to keep to himself. O'Hara was an official of the Irish political party Sinn Féin, invariably described as the political arm of the outlawed Irish Republican Army, IRA. Because the IRA had been waging a violent campaign for Irish unification since the early 20th century, Sinn Féin had been classified